This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The United States Supreme Court issued a decision today upholding tax subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the court's opinion. Three justices, the court's most conservative members, dissented. President Obama spoke a few moments ago and said the decision settles any questions about the law. The act is now woven into the fabric of the nation.
But as the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and, in some cases, saved American lives. It set this country on a smarter, stronger course. And today, after more than 50 votes in Congress to repeal or weaken this law, after a presidential election based in part on preserving or repealing this law, after multiple challenges to this law before the Supreme Court, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
And the decision allows millions of Americans, including 460,000 North Carolinians, to continue to receive health insurance subsidies. Jeff Bennett's a Washington reporter for the Time Warner Cable News, and he joins us now from outside the U.S. Supreme Court. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thanks, Frank. Good to be with you.
Let's talk about this case. Really, it's about one phrase in the act, an exchange established by the state. What's at issue here?
That's right. One phrase in four words, established by the state. And the justices had to decide whether the portion of the law dealing with subsidies was just a matter of some sloppy writing by a congressional staffer, or, you know, whether the bill never intended to provide subsidies to people who wanted to buy health insurance in states that didn't build their own exchanges. And those are 34 states in total, North Carolina being one of them. But in the ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote, quote, "So it stands to reason that Congress meant for those provisions to apply in every state. Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them." And so with that ruling, the court upheld the law.
A 6-3 decision. I think many people had expected a closer decision. Justice Scalia dissented. He had some pretty harsh terms to describe his dissent. Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, his dissent was dripping in disdain, and he summarized part of it from the bench. He said, "We should start calling this law SCOTUS care," suggesting that the court partly owns it now, that it's upheld it twice. And that comment drew a smile from Chief Justice Roberts. And he wrote that the ruling was quite absurd, for his words. He says the court's 21 pages of explanation make it no less so. But again, he was on the losing side in this case.
Been fierce opposition. The president noted 50 attempts to overturn this in Congress. And, of course, a Republican-controlled legislature here, Republicans are the majority of the delegation to Washington, have been fierce opponents and have tried every way they can to obstruct the ACA. What does it mean in North Carolina politically, this decision?
Well, you know, minutes after the ruling was announced, Republican Senator Tom Tillis put out a statement saying, regardless of the Supreme Court's ruling, the president's health care law is beyond repair, and he's committed to finding a solution. I mean, I suppose we'll see about that. The Affordable Care Act is unpopular in some quarters, but, you know, the law is a survivor. It's withstood 50 repeal efforts and now two Supreme Court rulings. I headed over to the Capitol, which is just sort of a stone's throw away from the Supreme Court, after the ruling came out, and spoke with some Republican staffers. And privately, they're breathing a sigh of relief because they would have been left picking up the pieces, and this is a divisive issue on the Republican side. And then finding a way to fix it is even more so, though I said, and of course, we're heading up into an election year. We're in an election year, election cycle anyway. Even if they won't admit it publicly, there are a number of Republicans who are happy to see this settled legally, at least. So at least in the short term, I think the opposition to this is dead. But we'll see how that progresses.
Yeah, and what about for the president? What does this mean for his legacy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reaffirmation of his legacy issue. I mean, he said in the Rose Garden, you know, it's the end of Obamacare as a political football, that providing people with health coverage is a moral issue. And I think today is the day that President Obama's legacy, maybe, you know, at least domestically, his legacy is sealed. And it's worth pointing, it's just sort of the peculiarity of the politics that back in 2005, when President Obama was Senator Obama, he said he was impressed by John Roberts, but he voted against his confirmation, his Supreme Court confirmation. And now here you have it. Chief Justice John Roberts is the one who's upheld this law twice now.
Twice now. And as we say, it was a 6-3 decision. What does it say about Roberts in the court? Anything? Can we glean anything from that?
I'd say I wasn't surprised by his ruling. I guess it's easy to say now that we know the court's ruling. But, you know, John Roberts is an institutionalist. He's an old-fashioned conservative. And during his confirmation hearing, he said he would be an umpire of sorts, calling balls and strikes. And I suppose he would say that this is just one example of that. And it also shows, I think this case also shows, how far opponents of the law went in pushing what was really a weak case up to the Supreme Court and then having the Affordable Care Act upheld.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett, Washington reporter for Time Warner Cable News, speaking to us from Washington, D.C.